November 8th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the days that lie ahead will be shortened for the sake of the elect. Many will be misled by the doctrines of demons, which is already in progress. Sound leadership will be compromised in an effort to please people, not me. Power and authority will be placed in unworthy hands. Many of these things the wise can discern to be at hand already. For these reasons, I am protecting my church by merit of the formation of a remnant faithful. This small remnant will be the one true church upon earth. Mary, protectress of the faith, will preside over this small flock. Therefore, have hope in these words I give to you today. Pray for all those who have and will oppose me. Pray for this faith-filled remnant. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.